Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick here for a special episode today because PFF has just announced a new offering of in-game grading, the title of which, you know, intriguing, to say the least. And our friend Gordon McGinnis, who's director of content now, am I correct, Gordon?
Yep.
Okay. At PFF has agreed to come on and explain a little bit about how the system's going to work, what's going on kind of behind the scenes in terms of who's doing this grading, how many people they have involved in it, whatnot, and what it will actually entail. So, Gordon, first of all, thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk for starters about how many people would be involved in such a project. I know just recording the players, as Maureen and I do when we're doing it at home, would be an effort that we probably could do with commercials for an entire game. But it would take a lot of enjoyment out of the game, I can tell you for that.
So there are, I think it's eight is the number. So we have. It's effectively split into three processes for things that happen during the broadcast version of the game. The first process is like the play-by-play. So to take this back to the old ways, so at PFF now and for the last a good number of years now, we have a tool whereby we input the information, and we can do that as games are happening with like a slight delay as we get the video to do so. The old days in PFF, we would ingest the game book into our database, and that would populate all the plays for us. Mm-hmm. Because of that, though, you couldn't do that live. You would have to wait until the game was done. So this new way that we've been doing this for a good number of years now, we have people who initially collect the play-by-play. So they'll do down and distance, the time, the play clock, like the initial result of the play, like target location, all those different things.
So that information, the NFL GSYS does have a live game book that they're creating, a play-by-play stream.
Yeah.
You guys can't take that as a feed and use it?
We can kind of use some of that just to confirm certain things. But like for speed reasons, we've got to just have like a kind of whole process. Okay. And there's like additional information like target location that we're putting in there as well.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So one of the questions I had is there going to be an expansion on what PFF does to include things like, say, coverage concepts, putting out their man or zone information, or what defensive packages are there?
So we're always looking at ways to improve it. And it has been a while since we've had some big updates on the premium stat side of things. So hopefully at some point in the future, it's not part of this. This is very much just about the kind of immediacy of getting data out there. So it doesn't change the data that we're offering. It's more just on the timeliness.
Okay. No extra charge for current customers, I hear.
Nope.
Too.
Nope. Exact same. This is just effectively an add-on for current PFF Plus subscribers.
Okay, that's very good. One of the things that I kind of wanted to see, and you don't have it at the end of games, although there's a lot of information out there that you can kind of feel through it, is target assignments by player. I do my own, but I've always wanted to corroborate that directly and see, you know, when so-and-so had the assignment, you know, against Devontae Adams, and it was, you know, Marcus Williams, say, to corroborate that that's the same way that PFF is scoring it. There still will not be a way to directly get that from the information in this play by the new in-game method, right?
Correct. I mean, you could in theory, if you refreshed like every single play, and as you saw the numbers tick up, mm-hmm. you could make notes and pretty much get it there. But it's going to be the same offering that it previously was.
Okay. All right. And grades for all 22 players will be potentially included in this, what you're calling a first cut with the broadcast video, right?
Yes. The only ones actually that I don't think will be there are special teams. So special teams needs like some of the All 22 processes to get there. So the initial grades will be there at the end of the game for every player on offense or defense. And then, you know, like we've put in the articles, right, they'll be up for about 90 minutes after a game ends. Then everything goes away, gets locked away until we complete the review process, and the grades will then update as the guys go through the whole review process to finalize the grades.
Okay, now this is an important point because you guys are never really you never really consider your grades finalized, right? If you continue to get information and you will make changes, and I know we've worked on things together where, you know, a quarterback hit might be assigned to a different player because it's missed, or BFF has the records the wrong number, for example.
The grades will be at their most finalized effectively every time you look at them, right? So like you can have a situation for on a weekly basis that noon Eastern time on a Monday when the grades get updated, that's when the kind of official review process is done. But sometimes you do find out things. So like on a late Monday afternoon, you might find out that there was like a big coverage bust that looked like cover three, but the NFL team are actually running a new variant of that, and it comes out from a press conference, or sometimes players themselves will reach out directly. Sometimes players themselves will reach out directly and it's not accurate, and other times they'll reach out and corroborate it with position coach stuff that actually does confirm that they're right.
Huh. Okay, that's fascinating. I would not have guessed that you had those kind of contacts. But I don't mean to make light of this at all, because the fact that PFF is consistently changing their grades is a really good thing. It's mean they're adapting to what's going on as they get new information. And it's whatever you believe about PFF grading systems, and I know there's some differing views out there, they've changed the game of football. They've changed the way it's watched in terms of what's going on with offensive linemen, how quickly they get recognized for Pro Bowls, for postseason honors, for the Hall of Fame, for that matter. It's really created a different era of football for us. So you're doing all of the stuff initially, I think we said this already, from the broadcast video, right? Anyway, yep. Do you have the same degree of DVR-esque control over the broadcast video in all eight of your people watching this separately, or do they have to watch it in the same place at the same speed? Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is a really good question, and one I honestly don't know the answer to, because I don't because I don't collect data anymore myself. It used to be that you would effectively have DVR in of the game, and then you can use video players. You can create some shortcuts to jump back like 3-4 seconds at a time and kind of go through those things. It might still be the same process. I truthfully don't know the answer because it's been an embarrassing long amount of time since I actually did the data collection myself.
All right, that's okay. That's there are greater jobs to aspire to, and that's a good thing. But that's interesting, because I can tell you one thing: when we're recording players during the game, we have to go back and forth all the time. And I really, one of the reasons I really appreciate the broadcast for the first cut is the DVR control is so valuable. It's very valuable for timing. What does PFF use for timing, like hang time on punts, say, or anything else, time to throw metrics or anything else you guys might collect?
It certainly used to be, there's a timer called X-Note Stopwatch, just like a really good online stopwatch. Again, don't know if that's definitely what people still use now, but that's certainly what we used to use, and it was nice and accurate.
Okay, so you have some way to time this up with video?
Yeah.
Does it that still have you pushing a spot on the video to start and to stop the stopwatch? That's the problem.
Yeah. I think there's kind of like checks and balances against it. So I think the first collection is done off of like a timing thing, whereas I think the follow up is like to compare it on video.
Okay, so that you have a 3/100ths of a second on at least on all the game, but you get it to 1/60th of a second on some just by using the DVR. I found it like measuring triples time and things like that. I find that to be extremely useful. Little cumbersome to use, but still very useful.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. And I think we went over the cost thing. Any other things about this system? Obviously, this is a pretty significant effort by PFF. In terms of cost, is it something that was an obstacle to it for years or anything?
No. So we actually, it came about, so we actually tried to do it last year, but without doing it for grades. We tried to just do it so that stats were available, and not all stats, because obviously things like pressures and stuff get reviewed. So we kind of set the system up for that, and we just never got all the way there. So that meant that this year it didn't cost us anything. It's just a case of pressing a button that unlocks the game earlier than we previously were. There's no additional cost. And then probably just to go back to the first question on like the number of people. So the initial step is the play-by-play. So there's two people that are each doing that, and then one person that is going over the differences. So there's one person checking to see where the differences are to make sure we get them right. And then the same thing happens for a process which is called player participation, which is checking who the players are in the field and some of the basic roles like pass protection or blitz or press coverage looks and various different things like that. So there's two doing that. And then again, there's another person who goes through and checks the differences. So if one person had Zay Flowers as the Ravens left wide receiver and someone else had Nelson Agholor, the reviewer goes in and checks and says, oh, that's Zay Flowers. So they make sure that on the correct copy, there's that. And then there will be one person doing one offense and one person doing the other offense for grading the players and doing things like run concepts and different things like that. So that gets you to the 8. And then the following day, there's like the group of people who go in and review, and they are split by kind of specialists. So like there's guys who focus on individual things, and like Zach Robinson, who's now the Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator. He used to be someone who was one of the like final passes on quarterback grades, for example. And we've had different things like that over the years.
Okay. You mentioned one thing in there that's of interest here, is just identifying the players for some team uniforms can be very difficult.
Yeah.
I know if I was a fan of the Miami Dolphins, I've said I wouldn't have done the things I did for 20 years, because it's just too much of a pain in the ass to read the uniform numbers. See, you were telling me about some of the other things you do to identify players that are not numeric. Talk about that.
So you look at players, and so this is actually why, so in our press release, we say that the data will be about 15 to 30 minutes behind live, and it'll probably get quicker as the game goes on. And that's because the guys identifying the players at the start of the game, there's a lot of note taking around different things. So you're going to look at the cleats that players are wearing. Is there differences in colors of cleats? Are they wearing long sleeves? Are they wearing different colored gloves? armbands, wristbands, hair, just all the little things that you see. The thing that's really fascinating for me on that is when I went off and set up our soccer data collection process, and we had a similar process for like checking who has the ball at any particular time. It was very much the same thing. Soccer's even worse for identifying the number.
Oh, I imagine. Jerseys. They all look alike.
Yeah. So again, you're going and you're looking at like, how high is a player's socks? Like, is he wearing gloves? Is he doing all those different things? So that becomes like the way to identify players a bit, which I'm sure is something that you probably do as well about when you're doing things at games.
Yeah, I mean, we're blessed in Baltimore because the Baltimore numbers are very easy to read. I mean, it's a wonderful section. But I notice things about high top shoes or, you know, who's wearing a sleeve and whatnot that certainly helps identify players. That's part of it. There's a whole bunch of other things that go with it too, like looking to the sideline and seeing who's not in the game.
Yeah.
For example, when you can see that. So yeah, great stuff. All right. Gordon, really appreciate having you on as always. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online if they want to.
Yeah, you'll find me on Twitter, still PFF_Gordon, and you'll find anything I write on PFF.com.
All right. Outstanding. We'll have Gordon on later in the season. I forget to talk offense or defense, but it's after one of the later games. Bengals game, the second next Bengals game, was it?
I think it might be the Steelers game because I think it's because I'm in Cincinnati at the time, which makes it a little bit easier time-wise.
Looking forward to it as always, Gordon. Always great conversation. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.